gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on to Hump Day Wednesday, January 31st, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This is the last day to take advantage of the end of the year blowout sale, do it yourself, cash and carry discount price for a well connect unit over at the factory in Alpena, Michigan. All you have to do is call 231-420-8320. Leave your name, your phone number, the best time to call you back, your city, and who is your electric company. We can figure out the rebates, if any. We can get your information to the factory. They'll generate a proposal for you. We'll email it to you. You can look it over. Cash and carry price, 30% federal income tax credit. If you're doing your taxes right now, you know what that means. Whatever you owe Uncle Sam, well, you get a $3,300 tax credit. Instead of paying it to Uncle Sam, he pays you to buy a well connect. If you have an electric co-op, cash rebate $1,500 to $2,000 depending on the company, and you are owning a unit that you install yourself by watching a video, buying some parts, putting it all together, hooking it up, plugging it in. Folks, our propane furnace only ran a few times this month of January. A couple of those bitter cold days. For the month, so far, the last day of January, we have saved 137.4 gallons of propane that we didn't have to spend, burn, to heat the house, the home studio. If you guys have a well-connect unit, look at your loggers. Text me how many gallons of propane you saved this month. 231-360-5140. I'll announce it if you don't mind. Text me your city and the number of gallons, the LP offset that shows up on your logger. It's the third line down where it says heating. Shows the number of hours the machine has run this month. Our units run 637.2 hours, costing us roughly about $65 to heat the house this month of January, saving 137.4 gallons. So text me your city and the number of gallons your LP offset is. I want to do a little unscientific poll of you guys out there. I know there's a lot of you who own these units and you love them. So send me a text message. Greatly appreciate it. In the next segment, Dr. Jeff is going to be in the house, Sioux Animal Hospital, and we're going to be talking about homemade food, primarily for your dogs. Dog food, Perhaps he might have a recipe for cats as well. But we're looking for dog food. So greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate if you text me any questions you have regarding food, homemade food for your animals. Officer Rick reporting in for duty today. His bar graph continues to go down, 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 down another 1.5 pounds. He's down to 223.3. I've lost 29 pounds, and he's just now starting day 17. So in 16 days, he's down 29 pounds, averaging almost, actually, 2 pounds a day. Every single one of his days looks like a pound and a half, pound and a half, pound and a half coming off of Officer Rick. Dr. Jeff in the house, text me your questions. The Well Connect number, 231-420-8320. We'll be right back.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIEG Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIEG Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital. He's going to take your questions about homemade dog food, perhaps cat food, looking for recipes that you can make yourself. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Gary.
Absolutely. Always, sir. 100%. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
You've been in the kitchen, have you, cooking up some homemade recipes for us?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Now, the first question I got, somebody heard me in the first segment teeing you up, and they said, is he going to give us a recipe for cat food? And I said, I don't know, because isn't cat food almost homemade anyway? It's not a dry kibble all the time, is it?
No, but you do feed them dry kibble. So, yeah.
Okay.
But, So the and what I'm going to talk about is just a not specific diet. Okay, it's just kind of, this is kind of, especially in 15 minutes, kind of hard to cover everything. But sure. The what we're going to talk about is feeding a home cooked diet versus feeding you know, what they consider quote unquote pet food. And like we talked about, I think we mentioned it last week, is, well, you know, dog food companies have done a very good job over the last, you know, years convincing people you can't feed dogs, quote unquote, people food.
Right.
Which I have two questions. One, what do you make the dog food out of? Because they make it out of the same stuff we eat.
Right.
And two, we've had dogs, 25,000 years. Plus or minus a decade. We've had dog food as we know it for about the last 100 years. Interesting bar fact I did pick up the other day, though, doing a little bit of research with this. The very first dog food that was sold was a quartermaster from the Union Army. Post-Civil War, there's a bunch of hard tack left over as Army surplus, and he took that and sold that as dog food, quote-unquote. So I just thought that was kind of interesting that
That was kind of like the jerky type of proteins they had for the soldiers back then.
Yeah, basically hard tack is flour, water, and salt.
Oh,
they cook it together, and that's what it was. So,
okay, so it wasn't protein based.
Nope, not really. I mean, the wheat would have, you know, the flour would have some protein in it. You think back Civil War, no refrigeration, you know, and that's how they could move food to the Army, because the old adage is an Army moves on its stomach, and, you know, and that's how they would do that. But anyway, so dog food as we know it, about early 1900s, 1920s and stuff, is when you really started to see what we would consider as dog food.
Right.
And we feed it, and I mean, and I feed it too, and you feed it because it's cheap. Well, it used to be cheap.
Right.
It's really gone up here. And it's easy. Okay, you just scoop, boom, you know. I always, when I had my boys at home, I always made a joke that Prenus should start making kid chow, you know.
Right. Just,
here you go. But going through it, especially as we're learning more and more about it, that might not be the best thing to eat, especially with us. They tell us to not eat highly processed foods. And when you do process a food, especially that refined, I mean, you're taking, think about it, you know, you look at some of these ingredients, they got real chicken and vegetables and all this, and then they take it and cook it and compress it into a brown pellet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, well, you know, you can change things. Things can get added into there. And like I said, last time I had that one client that had two dogs, and one ate a home-cooked diet and the other one didn't, and just the coat quality between the two was incredible.
Sure.
And and I tell people too, I didn't even sell dog food here in the clinic. Kind of for that reason is because it's like, well, you know, it's hard to compete with Walmart or Chewy.com anymore in pricing, so we just, you know, let people get it delivered right to their door. It's better
sure.
that way.
Well, let's get into sure. dog food. Let's get into dog food. What is the best, what you consider the best source for proteins, vegetables, and things like that you put into a homemade recipe for dog food?
Well, you can use, pretty much anything, because if you think back, you're trying to feed them more like what a wild cane and like a wolf or a coyote would eat. So, I mean, I've had people that use beef or chicken or turkey or venison. We do have one client that does, their dog is allergic, needs to do a home-cooked venison diet. So any venison I have left over, venison that gets freezer burned, we give to her, you know, that
sure.
we're not going to eat. So,
right.
you know, so there's that. The one thing, though, now what you're doing when you are doing this, and it's just like us, now you are taking over responsibility for making sure we have a balanced diet, okay? So you can't just like us, you can't survive on, you know, steak and potatoes. even though my 20-year-old son would argue otherwise, but, you know, try to get him to eat something green. It's like, eh. So just like us, you need to eat a balanced diet. You need to eat the rainbow, okay? You need to have lots of different things, lots of different colors in your food. It's kind of the same thing with a dog. Dogs parallel us really close. Short of grapes. Now, these are things you should not put in a diet.
Okay.
Grapes and raisins, because there's still a kidney thing with that. We're really not sure what the problem is. Macadamia nuts, they can react to that. Obviously, chocolate. People know dogs and chocolate don't like to get along.
Right.
The darker the chocolate, the worse it is. So if you get a dog and eats like a Hershey's milk chocolate bar, don't worry about it. But the darker the chocolate, the more concentrated the theobromine is, and the more likely you're going to have a problem with it. And then onions and garlic. If they get a little bit, that's okay. But there is such a thing as an onion or garlic toxicity, so I wouldn't put like whole cloves of garlic in or things like that, because that can cause some issues, you know, down the road with that. So
sure, sure. Now one question I got already. Rod says yes, our vet's telling us not to feed dogs people food, and I guess my question is on that point. Even though it's a lot more expensive to feed them people food, if you're going to make some homemade dog food, mm-hmm. like you say, chicken, turkey, I don't care what it is. It's $3, $4, $5, $6, $8 a pound, whatever, compared to what, $1 a pound for a bag of dog food nowadays? Dollar and a half, whatever. The question is, why is it because they claim on the bags, when you look at the content, where they show all these vitamins and all these nutrients and all the glucosamine now is even included in some of the dog food. Is it because of the supplemental aspect of it that they claim that's in the dog kibble, if you will, dry dog food, that they want the animals to get as opposed to people food?
It can be, yeah. So if you have dogs that have specific dietary needs, like you have a dog with a kidney problem or things like that, then yeah, you really need to have a balanced diet. And that's kind of where I was going with that. You got to make sure now we're going to be in charge of balancing this diet. And okay. there is actually a website that you can go to. So everybody write this down if you're interested in that. It is petdiets.com.
Okay. Pet so, diets is plural.
Yes. So PETDIETS.com.
Okay.
And this is run by, and I've already kind of been perusing this last few days, and mm-hmm. what you can do is go in there, you got to pay a fee for it, but you go in there and it is a board certified veterinary nutritionist, and they will ask you, and there's a couple other sites out there. This is just like the main one that I found. There's a couple other sites like this, but you tell them age of the dog, sex of the dog, you give them all the data. Is the dog got, you know, heart problems or this or that? And they
sure.
can actually formulate a home cooked diet for you. Now, notice I said cooked. I am not a raw diet guy. Okay.
Why is that?
Because there's zero benefit to it. There is. I know the internet is full of, you know, like, oh, you got cooking destroys this or destroys that. Yeah, well, you know what? On the internet, I'm a French model, too. I mean, sure. it's, you know, I'm standing here, veterinarian 30 years, been around animals 40 years. There is zero benefit to feeding a raw diet. But there is problems. You can get parasites. You can get infections. Now you're getting exposing, you know, it's just the dogs can actually become subclinical carriers of even things like salmonella and things like that that they would get from eating raw food. Now, that doesn't mean you have to cook, you know, cook it till, you know, the cows come home. But
right. You want to get the internal temperature up.
Yeah, cook it, you know.
Okay.
And that's with it. And the So when they make a dog food, so we make a kibble, they actually, there is a legal standard they have to get to. It's called AFCO. Let's see if I can remember. It's AAFCO. It's like, I mean, see if I can remember. American
That's
Animal
okay.
Feed.
Yeah.
But they will put out, if you're going to feed a diet and call it a puppy food, it has to, the guaranteed analysis has to be this. You know, where you see crude protein, crude fat, da, 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 da. And let's talk about that one for a minute, because I used to work in a feed mill, so I used to make some of this stuff, so I know what goes in it.
Sure.
And when you look at that, okay, so let's start with your ingredient panel. Okay, so you look at the ingredient panel, and a lot they like to go, oh, look, our first, you know, ingredient is chicken, real chicken.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It goes in there not by volume, but by weight. So the raw chicken they put in, yeah, it might be the heaviest thing you put in there, but remember, raw chicken is what, 80% water? And then they cook it out. They cook the water out.
Yeah.
So if you actually looked at what the number one ingredient on a quote-unquote dry matter basis is, it could be completely different than what's on that ingredient list, because that's just in there by weight.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of a shell game.
Got another text. Do you recommend, besides the proteins, recommend any type of vegetables?
Oh, yeah. Yep. You need to get greens in there, spinach, kale, green beans, canned pumpkin. Notice I did not say pumpkin pie mix.
Right.
That's got nutmeg in it, and dogs and nutmeg, that's another one. They don't really like to play together. So just like regular canned pumpkin, because you think about it, a wolf goes and runs a deer down. Well, they not only eat the meat, they eat the bones, they eat the hide, they eat the stomach or the paunch, they eat what's in the stomach too.
Sure.
So a lot of people think wolves are and our dogs are carnivores. Not really. They're more omnivores like us, that they eat everything. So yeah, definitely you can't feed just chicken and rice. Excuse me, long term.
Okay. What about peas? He just came back. Is it okay to feed him peas? He heard peas is good in fiber.
Yeah, peas are good too.
Okay. Excellent.
So, yeah. Yep. Any of that. So, and if you go onto this website, they will, and there's other ones out there too, but they will go ahead and they will, okay, feed this, 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 and this, and this. And there are some, what they call them, ration balancers that you can then top dress, or you would add like a vitamin supplement on top of, you know, your diet that you just made at home.
Right. So, the recipe you make, you can add some supplements to it, you're saying.
Yep.
Absolutely. Okay. And that's at petdiets.com. Is that a pay service, or is it
that
totally
one's a pay
free?
Service. No, that one's a pay service. You know, nothing in life is free. Okay. You can look around and find out, but remember, when you're doing this, you are now taking responsibility for making sure that we're eating, your dog is eating a balanced diet.
Now, do you change it up? That's the next question. Do you change it up like you do with humans? Because yeah, a lot of vets tell us that, you know, they develop, what is it in the gut that they develop getting used to regular food, a kibble? Well,
if you eat the same thing all the time, your intestines are filled with microbes, okay, bacteria and whatnot, and
sure,
it's getting the same food every time, those bacteria will adapt to that food. And if you make a food, that's why they say if you make a food change really fast, that
right,
you'll get diarrhea or stomach upsets. But if they're like us, where they're eating different things every day, because like
right,
I said, the wolf doesn't know if he's going to get a rabbit, a squirrel, a deer.
Turkey. A
yeah,
deer, whatever,
you know, and they're
okay,
going to eat whatever they're going to eat. It's the same thing. You don't have to, like, I'm going to feed, unless the dog has a food issue, like an allergy to beef or something, then yeah, you're going to have to, just like if we had a food issue, like no shellfish or something like
got
that.
Got it. But it's okay. It's that. Okay to mix it up. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Good
my
deal.
Dog growing up, even thinking back now, my little dog growing up, he lived to be 19 years old, healthy for damn near all of it, and he ate what we ate
every day.
Yep, whatever we had for dinner, he had the rest of it.
God bless. All right, sir, I hope that answered everybody's questions. If not, call Dr. Jeff, 906-635-5910. Thank you, Jeff. This is